Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the SCH Capital podcast series. Today we're speaking with Matt Robertson, who's a principal with SCH Capital, about quarterly M&A activity happening in the Mid-Atlantic region. And Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us as always. And I certainly want to talk about M&A happening in the Mid-Atlantic, what's really going on. But before we do that, can you give us a backdrop of the broader current M&A deal environment that's happening out there right now?
Sure. So, you know, globally, we're looking at a really strong M&A environment. 2014 was very active, both across the U.S. and internationally, and from everything that we're seeing and reading, 2015 looks like it'll shape up to be very similar in terms of activity. You know, the reason for that is a couple of fold. You know, capital is still cheap. You know, we're seeing that the Federal Reserve is not going to, you know, hike up interest rates anytime soon, and so borrowing rates continue to be at an all-time low. And there's a lot of capital out there looking for a home, Matt. Private equity groups are still flush with their funds, and they have limited partners that are putting real pressure on them to deploy the capital and make investments, as well as strategic buyers are sitting on hoards of cash and are looking at making some strategic acquisitions to fuel their growth. And so, you know, the low cost of capital and lots of it yields rising valuations. And so it's a competitive environment out there.
Interesting. That's great. Thanks for those insights. So now that, you know, Q1 of 2015 is almost behind us, let's switch over and talk about some of the key M&A trends that you're seeing happening in the Mid-Atlantic region. What's going on in our area?
Well, in our backyard, you know, we're seeing, again, a microcosm of the broader M&A environment. So there's a lot of strong activity. But here in the Mid-Atlantic, you know, there are some notable large deals, but really a majority of the deals are firmly rooted in what we call, you know, the lower middle market, which is, we define it as, you know, $20 to $250 million in enterprise value. And really, that's no surprise. It's a reflection of the composition of the business community here in the Mid-Atlantic. Just like, you know, globally, we here at home, we see competition for companies being very strong, but even on the smaller side, and that's because, again, there's lots of capital chasing these opportunities. And really, we have a really attractive corporate base here in the Mid-Atlantic of companies in a couple of key industries that are hot right now, notably, you know, technology and healthcare. And so because of the environment, I think there are more deals hitting the market. More of our business owners who have been good entrepreneurs or patient investors are realizing that the M&A environment is so strong, it indicates to them that it's a good time to consider a transaction.
Interesting. And you really touched upon my next question, but I'll ask it anyway. It really focuses on the sectors that are performing best. You mentioned technology and healthcare. Let's dive a little bit more on that and tell us about what's going on, I guess, for these verticals and maybe a little bit deeper on as to why they're performing better.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of the companies, you know, here in the Mid-Atlantic, and let's loosely define that, you know, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, D.C., you know, some of the broader national and global trends of healthcare and IT being strong are reflected here, but in each different area, you see some localization of those trends. For example, in Pennsylvania, even though you know, healthcare is the number two type of transaction that's happened so far this year, the leading transactions are financial. And I think that's reflective of the Pennsylvania, you know, banking environment. There's a large number of community banks and smaller banks that are being consolidated right now. And so they lead the way in Pennsylvania. Also, Pennsylvania has a large number of industrial deals. That's third on their list of transactions getting done. And that's, again, reflective of Pennsylvania has a really strong base of manufacturers and distributors. You know, shift to something like Maryland. Well, Maryland doesn't have the same those same dynamics. And healthcare and IT are number one and two, respectively. Healthcare, we're seeing deals get done both in, you know, IT technology, but also hospitals, like Maryland's Carroll County Hospital, which is going through a transaction right now with LifeBridge. And in IT, you know, this is reflective of Maryland is a great place for information technology, both serving the federal government customer, but also IP product companies around technology that are raising capital, just like Baltimore's ZeroFox, which is currently considering its second round of funding. You know, Virginia is sees a lot of IT as well. Big ones like Orbital Sciences being acquired by ATK, and both in the federal and the commercial space.
Interesting. Yeah, thanks for those insights, and that's a perfect segue into the next question is really, how do you see the M&A market shaking out here in the Mid-Atlantic region over, say, you know, the next few months? Is things going to keep going the way they're going? Would love to hear your input on that.
By the conversations that we're having and the activity we're seeing in the market, we see no signs of slowing in terms of the volume of deals that will be coming to market. The global and the financial indicators are that, you know, the valuations and the amount of equity or capital looking to be deployed will continue to remain strong. So we expect the trend to continue. Each state and each region will bring deals to market that are reflective of the base of companies there. But we see, you know, globally a big drivers, continued drivers in healthcare and information technology.
Interesting. Great. You know, Matt, it's always awesome to get your insights about what's going on in the M&A in general, the M&A market, but also today to hear more about the Mid-Atlantic region. Before we sign off, is there anything else to add, anything we missed?
You know, I think there's so much information out there, and there's so many different dynamics. You know, I'll encourage any of the listeners, if you have questions or ideas or looking for additional information, feel free to send us an email, and we'll address, you know, maybe some of the things that you're interested about in our next podcast.
Awesome. That sounds great. That's a great idea. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive SCH Capital podcast interview with Matt Robertson, who's a principal with SCH Capital. And Matt was kind enough today to share with us his insights on quarterly M&A activity, specifically with what's going on in the Mid-Atlantic region. And Matt, as always, thanks for your time today.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.